USA Learn. A message from the U.S. Department of Education.
Dingoes ain't my baby. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And we are talking about the Mighty Mighty Mouse today on the Computer Corner. In fact, if you want lots of interesting little links about the boring little mouse.
We're talking about Mickey Mouse?
Mm-hmm.
You said the Mighty Mouse.
All of them. Visit our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section and everything from the different types of mice that are available to how to use one without hurting yourself. Lots of links and resources that the lovely and talented Mike Hell has put up there for all to share.
Yes.
And with that, shall we go to the phones or shall we answer
a news emergency?
I think before we do that, we have to remind people that it's 105 degrees currently in the Uptown studios of News Radio 620 KTAR. It's 1:36 and 20 seconds.
Go be de-zizzle.
See? I told you we could be professional.
Sharon writes, a rolling blackouts question. What do we need to do to protect ourselves, our computers, not ourselves, our computers during rolling blackouts? Can we just unplug them?
Yes.
You sure can.
Actually, that is the 100% guaranteed least expensive way to ensure that your electronics have protection during the upcoming season, that is monsoon season here in Furnace, Arizona.
And if you're going to unplug them, don't make the mistake of forgetting to unplug from the telephone line as well.
And your cable modem and all the high-speed stuff. Now, that being said, you can get a whole house protection installed that will basically protect all of the devices inside your house, and it goes outside. They put a special grounding device in. In fact, we have an upcoming show specifically about power protection, and we'll make sure and include the information on how to get the information on those kinds of options for you as well.
I know APC's website the other day I was there. They have now a kit they sell that's whole house surge protection. They recommend that you have a qualified electrician install it, of course, because you're dealing with high voltage and things.
Yeah.
But it's not as expensive as you might think.
It's not that bad, and it's probably well worth it. So.
And of course, there's always surge protection, local devices, which you are familiar with, not just the old power strip, but something that actually comes with some kind of money-back guarantee. That's how you know that it's probably rated well. And an upgrade from that, which deals with the brownout or blackout, rolling blackout kind of feature, which is a battery backup, what they also call a UPS, which might be a good idea for some, depending on
if you
need the ability to work during an outage.
They're getting so inexpensive. It's great protection, so something that we'll get into a lot of detail on in an upcoming show here. So, shall we go to Kevin?
Kevin, let me see if I can find Kevin. There's Kevin.
In with his IBM and Dell. Kevin, yes. Welcome to the Computer Corner. How can we help you?
I am in the process of moving to Cave Creek.
Lucky you.
Well, you want to help me move?
No, but okay. The Cave Creek.
You picked a good time to move. Yeah, July is like the favorite month.
No, I think he's going to wait.
The thermometer only says 106.
Right. Yeah, well, wait till August then.
A little more humidity?
I did my current house I moved into in the dead of the August humidity and heat, and the one of the two air conditioning units in the brand new house was on vacation, let's just say. So I feel your pain.
Yes.
Well, I hope it wasn't a train because that's who I work for.
I say nothing.
Good.
So your question is about ISPs in the Cave Creek area?
Yeah, it's an unincorporated island, so there is no... I've been spoiled. We've had Cox for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no DSL from Quest. My only two options that I can find are dial-up, which I would prefer not to do.
The rusty wire?
And DirecTV satellite.
Yeah, which internet. Is only a little tiny bit better than dial-up, kind of.
The download's substantially better by about a factor of probably 5 on the download side. The upload side is no different than dial-up, so depending upon how you use your internet connection, it may turn out to be just fine. It is a very expensive high-speed, or actually what we'll call a mid-speed internet service. There is another option. I'm not sure if it's available in your area. There are a bevy of small independent operators that do what's called a point-to-point wireless, almost like a microwave kind of connection.
Uh-huh.
They use either radio frequency or microwave, and they call it fixed wireless, or like Ken said, point-to-point wireless. There's, in the Phoenix area, probably, I would think, 7 or 8 different wireless providers that I can think of that do this. And what it involves is putting a small... not really a dish. It's usually square.
It's a pizza box.
Yeah, and it's pretty small. It's maybe a 10 by 10 square that they mount up somewhere. You have to have line of sight of one of their points where they broadcast from. And it goes up on your house, and it's fairly simple for installation. Now, up in that area, there's lots of mountains and things, so your choices may be fairly limited. What I would do is go kind of, if you already made some friends up there, drive around, ask the neighbors, talk to them, see if anybody else has any kind of high-speed internet, see what they're using, see if they're happy with it, that kind of thing.
Yeah, learn from their pain.
You can also go to a place called DSLReports.com.
Okay.
And I know the name says DSL. Actually, Broadband Reports, I think, is their other sister or cousin or brother site, whatever you want to call it. But at BroadbandReports.com, you can put in your zip code and some other information about where you live, and it'll give you and show you some choices of what you might have available in your area as well.
One of the reasons why we can't give you a staunch recommendation for a particular point-to-point wireless company is that our experience has been that they're, because they are smaller operators, depending upon how well they do in their initial deployment, they may or may not be around next year. So you may want to make sure that the company you're entertaining going with has some financial strength.
I'm sure online I can find that information.
Yeah, you might want to check on that. Or just know that there's a possibility that one day you're not going to have internet connection.
There's a couple companies we have worked with, and I can give you their names. I know that they're not in your part of or I'm not sure if they're in your part of the valley. One is called Renaissance Networks, and you can find them at rni.net. Another one's called Widebeam, spelled W-Y-D-E, and the word beam.com. And those places, I know they both have representation in the East Valley, and one of them, I believe, also is up in the Scottsdale Air Park. Now, I don't know how far they can reach, what the limitations and things are, but those are two that I know of that are around, have been around, and provide good service.
You might also want to do a Google search for fixed wireless, you know, just put fixed wireless and then Phoenix.
Okay. Yeah, we don't do anything extravagant. My wife's a real estate agent, so she does get on MLS for a lot of her business, but that's nothing out of the norm that most people would do with
The MLS system has been optimized for dial-up, so you'll be okay with dial-up too.
I just have a hard time doing it.
You're spoiled.
You bet.
You done been driving a Ferrari around for too long. You don't want to get in that VW no more.
Well,
but you know what?
Some people actually consider that, like it used to be, people considered what school district and whether the place had gas or not. Some people actually do look at, well, is there broadband internet available before they make a choice of where they're going to live.
That's when you know.
I got away from the city, and I got an acre and a half that I'm looking at. And
there you have it.
I won't do the dial-up one way or the other, and if I have to pay, I have to pay.
Well, you can always, if you want to pay. I mean, if you're willing to pay enough, there's always all kinds of options that are very high speed, but, you know, the price goes up.
You know, you can put a T1 in your house.
No, I'll find somewhere.
All right, Kevin. Good luck, buddy.
Thanks,
listen, we'd love to hear from you. If you go through this process and find somebody you feel is providing you great service, please let us know.
Yeah, I will. I subscribe to your newsletter and everything, too.
Great. Thanks, Kevin.
I will. Thanks,
right,
guys.
Good luck, buddy. Yeah, that's, it didn't used to be a problem before. You just moved and you didn't care, and now you go, well, what kind of internet service do they have?
He wants to live away from the city.
Yeah.
There's a price to pay.
Yeah.
The price to pay for that acre and a half, and it's more than just the price of the land.
I think it's $70 a month is the price.
Well, if he wants to do that satellite thing, I think that's about the price, yeah.
Something like that.
You know, I've heard there's some cellular services now, Verizon, T-Mobile. It's not real fast. It's like three times the speed of dial-up, but you can get an internet connection virtually anywhere that there's a cellular signal.
Well, they're kind of not virtually everywhere there's a cellular signal. It's everywhere that there's a digital cellular signal that's with the exact carrier that you're with, which most of the time you're not on your own carrier, and it's the coverage maps are... check before you invest that way if you're going to go that way.
Make absolutely sure, especially if it's going to be the ongoing, because it's not an all-you-can-eat situation because you do have the minute issue
right now
that comes into play. So,
and usually it's intended for like Palm devices and pocket PCs and laptops where the way they get it on your machine is through like a little card that may or may not interface with your PC very well. So,
all right, what's our time looking like?
We got a couple minutes. You want to see if we can help
Charlene?
Charlene, who has... a ghost.
Hey, guys.
Good morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you are in the world.
Hey, I'm in Gilbert.
All right, that's afternoon, I guess.
And welcome to Gilbert, guys.
It's a Gilbert, isn't it?
Yeah, I actually live there and drive from there each time to do this show, so.
Unless you own horses, then it's Gilbert.
Hey, listen, I have a four-year-old computer. It's got an Athlon Thunderbird processor in it.
Thunderbird.
And don't tell me right away that it's time to update to a newer and better machine.
No.
I know that's coming.
No,
okay?
No. You have a problem with imagery.
Yeah. My screen, all of a sudden, I've had problems with the monitor suddenly going from appropriate colors to like somebody turned up all the blues and greens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay, the monitor's getting ready to die. It's 3 years old. And three, almost 4 years old. And then the other day, after I loaded Norton 2004, suddenly I started getting where all the icons are on the screen. I get a ghost that goes across the screen.
Hey, Charlene.
Yeah?
What were you doing in the mid-60s?
What was I doing in the mid-60s?
Yeah.
Playing with my my rabbit ears.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just
checking.
That's
what it looks like.
Does the term psychedelic mean anything to you?
Yeah.
Oh.
You got a couple different possible problems here.
Okay, give me the worst scenarios.
Well, we can do a little troubleshooting, or actually you can do a little troubleshooting after we talk here. Do you have more than one computer in the house by any chance?
No.
Do you have any friends?
Do you have any friends?
Do I have friends? Yeah, I have friends.
Do you have any friends with a computer?
Yeah, I have lots of friends who have computers. Or
a gun.
Well, let me tell you what I did, since I thought it was my monitor going.
Yes.
I went to the Arizona State Surplus Warehouse and bought a cheapy monitor.
Uh-huh. Mm,
nothing better than used computers.
Mm-hmm. Well, wait a second. Okay, I paid like $40 for it, okay?
Uh-huh.
I plugged it in.
Uh-huh.
Same thing happened.
Okay.
So it ain't the monitor,
You
right?
did the troubleshooting that I was going to suggest, which is switch monitors, and if you have a friend, you could either just go over to their house with your computer and hook it up real quick, and that way you're going to determine, is it the monitor or is it the computer and, more appropriately, the video card.
Now, you're saying this particular anomaly didn't occur until after you installed Norton Antivirus 2004?
Well, the change in colors has been going on for 2 years.
Okay.
It sometimes does it, sometimes doesn't, you know, like has a mind of its own.
That probably is the monitor.
But the
ghost thing is probably not the monitor.
The ghost thing started, I don't know if it's coincidental, 2.5 days after I installed Norton 2004.
Yeah, but if it's not exactly right after, if it's a couple days after and it's already been being used, I would say that's more probably coincidence than anything.
Right, it's not the program.
The next step in your troubleshooting process would be, if it was me, to replace the video card that's in there. Now, in doing that, you may spend some money depending on what kind of video card and how it's all set up, and that money may be better spent towards something else if you're looking at a 4-year-old machine.
Well,
so.
There is an interim step, however.
Yeah.
You can make sure that your video driver, the thing that tells Windows what kind of video card you have, you might want to go ahead and just reinstall or update that. Go to the manufacturer's website. You're going to have to figure out what kind of video card you have.
Oh, I know what kind of video card
then
I have. I have the specs on.
Okay,
the machine was built by a company called Atlas Micro Logistics out in California.
So what I would suggest then is go to the website for the video card manufacturer, download the latest version, and update the drivers just so you know that the video drivers are okay. And if that still doesn't work, then there's a real good chance that the actual video card is having a problem.
Okay, and if it's that, I'm not going to bother doing that because I'm hoping in the next 6 months I have enough bucks together that I can get a better machine.
That's where that gun I was suggesting comes along.
Right.
Yeah. Homeowner Association.
I'm running Windows 98 Second Edition, which I kind of love because nobody tries to hack into it like they do the newer version.
Sure they don't.
Well, that's not really true.
Well,
but
they try less on that than they do on the XP.
Yeah, there's only, I believe, at last count, 38,000 different vulnerabilities that can attack you in 98. So you're right.
And they're not creating any more fixes for those because that's now a...
It's not the full 60,000, so you're right. You're about 22,000 less.
But I bought a Sony 5-megapixel camera.
Oh, that'll bring that machine to its knees.
Yeah, it slows it down, especially since it only has 64 RAM.
Yeah, and you also put a bloated version of antivirus on that's really not suited for that particular machine and that particular operating system. So
is that part of the problem?
Well, you're going to slow the machine down because you've asked your nice, light, slow working machine to do a whole lot more stuff than it had to do before.
Oh, okay.
You're at that point where you're going to have to make a decision, and this video card issue may help you make that decision, which is, do I keep putting money into this thing, which... To really run well, you're going to need more memory in there. You're probably going to want to increase the hard drive space pretty soon.
The
video card you might have a problem with now, you know, where does it make sense to stop?
I've already made the decision that rather than put more money into a almost 4-year-old machine.
Which is actually 16 computer years old.
Yeah.
And that would be 4 dog years. Five dog years.
Rather than do that, I'd rather wait until I have the bucks for a new machine.
Right.
Cost of machines are coming down so ridiculous.
Yeah, if you can limp along until such time, yes.
That's what I'm planning on doing. If God will allow me to limp along for another 3 to 6 months.
You may also want to try changing the resolution. Do you know how to do that on your video?
Yeah, I tried that. That didn't happen.
Makes no difference.
You didn't need us at all.
Do you know?
You had it figured out long before you called us.
Do you know if when your screen comes up before your icons pop up, the screen, the teal blue looks beautiful. As soon as the icons come up, wherever there's an icon, or like when you go into Outlook Express, wherever there's a line, you know, of figures or whatever you want to call them.
Stuff?
Like,
yeah.
You know, a line of characters. That's
yes.
I guess the proper word. Correct. Then you see the shadow behind them.
Mm, sound like angry spirit.
Yeah. Well, this machine's been possessed since the day I got it.
Maybe you need less lighting in the room if there's shadows.
Hey, you know those 3D glasses that are out there?
Yeah.
This might bring it right back into focus. That, or you might want to get your consult.
I might need my progressives changed, huh?
Right, or consult your clergy.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for the call, Charlene.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Yes.
Another thing, too, that can cause something like that is if you have old speakers that aren't shielded properly next to your monitor, the magnets in them will cause strange anomalies on the screen as well.
Or if you had big electromagnets in your house for whatever reason.
Or actually, if they're older monitors, if you have two monitors next to each other, the electrical field can, or magnetic field can...
That looks pretty.
In it? Yeah. Push against it? Uh-huh. But I think the ghost thing, I think that's just...
flashbacks?
Sync? Yeah, maybe flashbacks.
Yeah.
it's not... the video card is throwing... it's casting aspersions at the monitor. So we'll...
Yeah, what he said.
Yeah.
We got to take a break. We're a little overdue for that. So when we come back, we've got our final segment with more of your calls. It's the Computer Corner right here, News Radio 620 KTAR.